Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Kind of a neat story as we cover the prep scene in Illinois and in Chicago this week. On Thursday, we have two female head coaches in the sport of high school football in Illinois going mano a mano on opposing sidelines. Again, this is the first time this has ever happened in Illinois, and we'll get a chance to visit with Konisha Ray, who is the head coach of DuSable. So a female head coach at DuSable taking on a female head coach at Finger. So what about this history, Coach Ray? Pretty cool story.
Oh, it is an amazing story. I'm so happy to be able to represent and play someone I consider a friend.
Well, so tell us this story. So how did you get involved in the game of high school football, and how did you become a head coach of a boys team? And again, so awesome that the other sideline, you have a female coaching the other high school football team. So tell us a little bit about kind of your coaching pedigree, I guess, in terms of high school football.
Well, before high school football, I was the head coach of a youth program called the Bridgeport Hurricanes from 2013 to 2017 when I had to sit out because I was pregnant with my youngest. And so my best friend at the time, Derek Crowder, was an offensive coordinator under Coach Andrew Fiason at Chicago Tech and then Douglas School. And so when I would go to their games, I would call out, you know, defense, what they should be doing, what they should be looking for from the stands. And so when Coach Fiason in 2019 got the head coaching position here at DuSable High School, he say, well, you know, instead of you annoying me on the sidelines, why don't you give it a shot and be the defensive coordinator? And so I took him up on that offer, and I joined the ranks of high school football coaches.
What year was that, did you say?
2019.
So then kind of a gradual progression to head coach in 2021, I think you told me. Off the air, how receptive is the, you know, the male student athlete that plays high school football and sees a female come in and say, hey, I want to be part of this program? They pretty receptive where you're at?
Yeah, they didn't give me my Wildcat moment. I was ready for my Wildcat Cody Hahn moment, and they didn't give it to me. They were just looking at me crazy the first day, and then we went into drills, and they were like, oh, you know. Oh, well, how do you know? And so, you know, I had to let them know, hey, I've played football for the Chicago Force. I've not only been a manager for semi-pro football team, but I started a semi-pro football league. So I know the game. So, you know, and so because of that and just earning their trust, it was the players that went to administration during COVID and said, we want Coach K to come back. Would you guys let her come back? So that was amazing for me. So I'm just thankful that I've proven myself and that the principals saw it enough in me to offer me the head coaching position and trust me for year two.
All right. So how far back does your love of the game of football go? Where did you pick that up at?
Sandlot football in probably 84, 85. On the corner of 157th and Lexington.
So that was that was during the era of the Monsters of the Midway, right? That's the perfect time because that's when the Bears really took off in the Mike Ditka era.
Yeah, you couldn't tell me I wasn't John Singleton. Mike Singletary. You couldn't tell me I wasn't, you know, when I thought I could run something that, you know, I wasn't Mr. Walter Payton. You couldn't tell me anything. I thought I was, and yeah. But my dad said, no, Sweet Pea, you will not be playing football. It's a boy sport. And so I just got to be around it and learn it and be with him watching football every Sunday and Saturday for college football and just picked up on it.
Well, that's great. So tell us about kind of the situation then Thursday night. We're talking to you on Monday. So, again, you have Kondisha Ray at DuSable taking on Finger. And is it Jocelyn Mayfield is the head coach of Finger, a female high school head football coach. So this is the first time this has ever happened. So did you know when the season began that, hey, week three of this high school football season, there's something really neat that's going to go on?
Yeah. So Jocelyn was a coach and it still is. Was a coach for the Wolfpack, which is a youth team. And so I've known Jocelyn for about 10 years since I was coaching for the Bridgeport Hurricanes. We were in the same league together. And I saw her name popped up on our, as one of the coaches. And I'm like, no, she would have told me. And so we reached out and, she was like, my principal asked if I would bring the program back. And I said yes. And she was like, I talked to you in March and you were so inspiring and you were like, try it out. And I did. And so now I get to watch a friend become a head coach of a program. And then she's starting from ground up like I did. So I'm able to give back and say, okay, these are the things that I didn't know being the head coach. So be on the lookout for this, that. You got to do this, you got to do that. So I'm excited for us to, you know, it's sad that we have to battle each other, but we understand the importance that this is the first time that it's two women head coaches battling each other in the state. And it just gives an opportunity for other women to come up and be considered for that position. So hopefully we won't be the last.
Yeah. So, and then I think the other intriguing story, at least the press release that the Chicago public school system sent out, you know, you're kind of both involved in a rebuild situation, trying to, establish something basically from the ground up. How has that been going? So you add one, you're a female doing this, which is unique, but then two, you're trying to, you know, turn something around or start something anew. What's that been like for you?
Difficult. It's difficult because when starting anything from scratch, you have to rely on your fundamentals. You have to rely on support. And because we both love the game so much and respect the game, not just anybody will do, not just anything will do. So we take pride in our craft. And luckily for both of us, we have the support of our principals. So here at DuSable, we have two smaller schools. So we have William Daniel Hale Medical School and Bronzeville Scholastic Institute. And so the principals have been very supportive in making sure that I had the things that I needed. My AD, Coach Cash, just all the support in the world, because they know that, you know, it's not just understanding the equipment that you have to order, making sure you're washing uniforms on a weekly basis, because these are small, we are smaller schools. Like, both schools have less than 200 students in the entire building. And so your head as coach, you're making sure the paperwork is done. You're making sure that you have chain crew for when you're a home game. Trying to get parent buy-in, trying to get buy-in from the students to believe in fundamentals, win games, and trust what I tell you to do and do it. So it's difficult, but yet it's rewarding.
All right. So, you know, we're coming off here earlier this year celebrating the 50th year of Title IX. All right. So, you know, that's important to recognize that. And I was thinking about, the winningest coach in Illinois is the girls basketball coach at Marshall, the retired girls basketball coach, the legendary Dorothy Gators. Do you think a little bit about Title IX, you know, because back in you're a person of color, too. So there's other challenges when you look at that, you know, back before the 70s and 60s and whatnot. So in terms of how far we've come for opportunities for maybe the female student athlete. Now, I know you're coaching boys, but then even the black female student athlete as well. Can you kind of speak to that as it relates to like Title IX and just opportunities for people of color as well and what this means to you?
Definitely. As an athlete, I know as a woman athlete, if it wasn't for Title IX, I wouldn't even been able to try out for a football team in high school, my freshman year at Thornridge High School. And I did. It was my dad who said no. And so I learned that the opportunity exists if you have the talent and the dedication. So in 2011, I was able to try out and make the women's tackle football team for Chicago called the Chicago Force. And I got to play alongside women who had just come from Team USA winning the first gold medal. And I got to be under Coach John Konecki, which is from Crete Monique, and Coach Stone and Coach Adam Lewinsky, Andrew Lewinsky, that is, I believe, at Andrews now. And just seeing how important that was for us to show little girls that you can play any sport you want. You just have to have the dedication to do that and work hard. It means a lot. My daughter, seeing me play football, she tried out for flag football at her grammar school, and it wasn't even offered for girls. It said boys try out, and because she had been around football, she went to her, she went out and said, hey, can I try out for flag? And they said, well, yes, we can't deny you. There's no girl flag football team. So sure. And she enjoyed herself. So having her see that she could means everything to me. She's been around football. I have a 5-year-old who's going to start her football career next year if that's what she wants to do. I volunteer with Girls on the Run. Girls Can Play. Team USA. Friends are doing Team USA to show that girls can do it too. Jen Weltner, who broke the glass ceiling for women coaches in the NFL, she's allowed me to come and assist when she comes in and does camps at her gridiron camps at with the Chicago Bears. So it's everyone, you do your part, you reach back to bring up the next set. I was able to play against Callie, who was the the quarterback, the receivers coach for the 49ers, to see Jennifer King doing what she's doing. Now to see these next young people are lining up to be coaches. And I think the NFL now has like 15 women coaches somewhere in there. It's amazing to have personal friends like Darcy Leslie, who just won a gold medal for Team USA, to know that she was an intern first for an NFL team. Like, if they can do it, they made me say, okay, if y'all can do it, I can do it too. So when the opportunity arose, I said yes. Whereas before I would have been too scared to even think that I could.
Now,
so
I was going to ask you, do you have any female student athletes on your football team here at DuSable?
I do. I have 3.
No kidding.
I have 3, yes.
So what about your opponent that you're playing at Finger with, Jocelyn Mayfield? Do they have any girls on the football team there? Do you know?
Not yet. Not yet.
So what do I'm just curious then, from the standpoint of those female student athletes, where they get a take to the field and they say, well, okay, so not only, we have this game Thursday, so not only does the team I play on have a female head coach, but then we look across the sideline, there's a female head coach over there. What do you think that means to them? They say much?
They have said, wow, coach. They said, okay, we're going to give extra. We're going to give our best. We're going to execute for you, coach. We're going to try to give you our first win. And that's all I can ask for.
All right. So what do you think your emotion's going to be Thursday when you walk across the field? You know, when you have the, you know, the coin toss with the referees and the captains are out there, and you have Konisha Rea from DuSable and Jocelyn Mayfield from Finger at the 50-yard line before that game. I bet you that's going to be pretty cool, isn't it?
It's going to be amazing. We both of us are loud coaches, so it's going to be the battle of the loudest coach on the sideline. And just nothing but love, respect, and a true admiration for the game and thanks, because we weren't here 2 years ago. We weren't here 5 years ago. Illinois hasn't had a women's football coach, head varsity football coach, since I can't think of Ms. Barbara's last name, from Clemente, and that was in the early 2000s, and she was the first woman. We haven't had anybody since. So for me to be the first Black woman head coach in the state, and for someone to come, another one right after me, I'm very joyous. It's so prideful. It's so just over the top amazing.
All right. Well, hey, you enjoy the moment and let it soak in on Thursday. I'm glad we could talk to you about it. Pretty awesome that this is taking place at Gately Stadium on Thursday afternoon. Enjoy the moment.
Thank you so much for the interview. We greatly appreciate it.
All right. Again, Konisha Rea, DuSable head coach. And she will take on Finger High School. They're also coached by a female, Jocelyn Mayfield. That game Thursday afternoon at Gately Stadium in Chicago. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.